And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 7th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Louise Erdrich, born in Little Falls, Minnesota, 1954, her father of German descent, her mother a Chippewa Indian. Grew up in North Dakota, her parents both teachers at a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. Studied creative writing at Dartmouth. After college, decided not to go into teaching as she'd planned. Instead, she wrote poetry, and she supported herself hoeing sugar beets and picking cucumbers and babysitting, lifeguarding, selling fried chicken, waitressing, short order cook. She was a girl with a flag at a construction site on the highway. Switched from poetry to fiction, one of her first short stories began to grow in her mind. It became her first novel, Love Medicine, about two Indian families, the Kashpaws and the Lamartines. Created those two families and then went on to write several more novels about them and their imaginary reservation in North Dakota, The Beet Queen, The Bingo Palace, Tracks, and others. Louise Erdrich, who said, "Writing became a way for me to talk about myself or a character in a really personal, surprising manner, without any embarrassment. I was brought up to be an incredibly nice person, but not everything I wanted to say was nice." And it's the birthday of the linguist Deborah Tannen, born in Brooklyn, 1945. Caught the mumps when she was a kid, which damaged her hearing, and she compensated for this hearing loss by paying very close attention to the way people talked. She was drawn into linguistics as a study and wrote her book, You Just Don't Understand Women and Men in Conversation, which was a bestseller back in 1990. Deborah Tannen, who said, "Saying that men talk about baseball in order to avoid talking about their feelings is the same as saying that women talk about their feelings in order to avoid talking about baseball." Here's a poem for today by David Wagner entitled The Junior High School Band Concert. When our semiconductor raised his baton, we sat there gaping at March Militaire, our mouth-opening number. It seemed faintly familiar. We'd rehearsed it all that winter. But we attacked in such a blur, no army anywhere on its stomach or all fours could have squeezed through our crossfire. I played cornet, seventh chair, out of seven. My embouchure, a glorified Bronx cheer, through that three-keyed keyhole stopper and neighborhood window slammer where mildew fought for air at every exhausted corner, my fingering still unsure after scaling it for a year, except on the spit valve lever. Each straight-faced mother and father retested his moral fiber against our traps and slurs and the inadvertent wickers paradiddled by our snares, and when the brass bowled forth a blare fit to horn over Jericho two bars sooner than Joshua's harsh measures, they still had the nerve to stare. By the last lost chord, our director looked older and soberer, no doubt in his mind's ear, some band somewhere, in some music of some sphere, was striking a note as pure as the wishes of Franz Schubert. But meanwhile, here we were, a lesson in everything minor, decomposing our first composer. A Junior High School Band Concert by David Wagner from Traveling Light, collected in New Poems, published by University of Illinois Press. And used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. and by RBC Dan Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dan Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdan.com. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.